And welcome back to the Combat on the Mat podcast here. Derek Hansen with you. It's good to be back. There hasn't been a lot to talk about, obviously, during the pandemic, but today there is a lot to talk about, and I think some positive news, not necessarily locked down, but a man who a lot of people are familiar with. He's a former Spud head wrestling coach and now with Piers, a great program history in Piers, Minnesota, and that's Skip Toops is with us. Hello, Skip. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
Good to be here. Yeah, good to talk to you again. I do want to, as a fan of wrestling, as you know I am, with it, and I think people who have listened to me and always bragging up my stepson back in the day when he was wrestling. Of course, he's 24 now, but your former wrestlers are all probably married with kids and all that good stuff. But thank you for what you did. Let Them Wrestle was something that you started on social media, and it really took off, didn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think had a jump start from the Let Them Play Minnesota, and that's obviously where the idea came. And the whole thought process is just to create public support, and there's still the state of Minnesota that people in the state of Minnesota want to see a wrestling season, that there's a lot of misperceptions out there about the sport of wrestling when you're talking about high risk and talking about the stuff that's going on in the world today. And we wanted to make sure we get out there, we educate the people, we educate, the Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors and everybody involved in the decision-making process.
Well, I got to say, too, I was pretty happy that Blaine Novak's one of the head people, because obviously his son was very good at New York Mills. Shane, who's a great kid, wrestled for the Dragons. So I think you did have some people in your corner. And like I said, it's not everything's done, but at least there's a tentative plan anyway.
Oh, for sure. Yesterday was definitely a win for the sport of wrestling. Win for winter sports altogether. When this all started on August 4th and the rug was pulled on volleyball and football, it did not look good for winter sports. If you can't play football, which is a high contact sport outside, and you can't play volleyball, which is a very low to zero contact sport indoors, when you start talking about hockey and basketball and wrestling, which are all high contact sports played inside, we got a little worried, but I tell you, okaying the season and with obviously we'll get some health protocols and we'll get some things down the pipe, but having very similar to a regular length of season, just cut down by a week or two, being able to have, a lot of dates, no individual tournaments as of right now, but being able to have 16 duels or tries, and we'll have to be creative with how we get our junior high and get our JV and get our youth wrestling done. But there's a path for that, and there's still a lot of avenues that we can explore to make it a great experience for our athletes.
Yeah, I guess I can understand why they don't want to have individual tournaments, because, you and I have been in a lot of gyms and a lot of Saturdays, and the following for those, it can be a packed deal, and that'd be a hard thing because the wrestlers love to wrestle, but the parents love to watch their kids wrestle too. That's going to be one thing that we'll have to see where that weaves as we go along here too.
Yeah, for sure. But, what we're doing right now in answer to that decision is we're trying to compile a bunch of data. There have been individual tournaments that have gone on all over the nation all summer long and into the fall. And everybody that I've talked to and every piece of data that I've gotten, when you're starting talking about number of athletes and number of fans and health protocols and trying to hammer all that out, there's not a single sign of community-wide COVID-19 spread, and when you start talking about most of the tournaments, I have not got a report from a tournament that has people going away reporting that they picked up COVID-19
sure.
from that tournament, And so I think there's a safe way to do it. And we need to hash that out. Cause my worry is, wrestling, although I believe is the greatest team sport in the history of the world, we all know that, you can also control your own destiny as an individual. And if we don't get at least an individual tournament or two in the regular season, it'll be a pretty tough road to hoe to have individual sections and individual state at the end of the year.
You bring up a good point there. It is going to be. And I think, I like what you said about the decision to kind of set a plan and then not you know, and kind of go from there. Maybe there'll have to be some adjustments, because I think the mistake that the Minnesota State High School League made, well, first of all, I thought they should, you know, just flip-flop spring and fall sports altogether, especially for the girls with volleyball being inside and they could have played softball outside. But that was a column I wrote a long time ago, and that's a whole different animal. But to kind of just to put a kibosh on it in early August, I think they felt like everyone else was going to do it, kind of like the Big Ten football, and then they had to retract that, is that you kind of go and maybe make a try and then try to make some adjustments. And that's kind of what it looked like with the meeting yesterday. Am I right on that?
Yeah. You mean like winter sports? They just want to get her going, right?
I think to have a tentative plan to start, right? And then if we have to make adjustments, we do. I think the mistake they made with football and volleyball and saying, hey, we're going to do this, adjust everything, because before we really know where we're going to be at in September, we just got to make a decision. And I think that was probably the mistake there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I totally see it. I agree. You know, and I think when volleyball and football, the rug was pulled off from underneath them. I don't know, you know, and I know, you know, you have a tough job when you're dealing with students and student athletes and all across the state of Minnesota, but you know, there was a lot of data, a lot of experiences out there in all the states that were right around us that we're going to push forward. And sure, there were a lot of states in the union that weren't. But, you know, we made those decisions. Other states made those decisions. And then there's multiple states before us that overturned their decision in one way or another. You know, and when you look at the feasibility of actually having a spring football season, boy, that feasibility wasn't very good.
Yeah, we were hoping
the weather is in March. You don't know what the ground is. You know, and so the only thing I wish is I wish they would have got it back sooner. You know, because you get it back sooner and you have more time. Maybe another week. Maybe at another postseason week. But getting that schedule set for the winter season and saying, all right, here's our start time. Here's our parameters. Here's our dates. Here's our competitions, and let's figure out how we can do this well for our student athletes. That was awesome. That was key.
Skip Toops is with us. He is the head coach of Piers in Minnesota, the wrestling team there. Former Spuds coach, and really got a good campaign going as far as Let Them Wrestle. If you are on Facebook, and you can certainly check that out. And it kind of goes along with what Skip said with everything else that's going on. Just a couple more things, because I know I want you to get your weekend going here. But I do think that, you know, wrestling's interesting because we've kind of seen this before, right? I mean, how many times have we had, this team had an outbreak of ringworm or whatever, so they couldn't participate in this tournament. Then they have to do – I mean, there's been contact tracing in wrestling long before we ever heard of COVID-19.
Oh, for sure. You know, and that's one of the big things that I've been trying to educate people on is the misperception of wrestling being high risk. Because in the sport of wrestling, we've been dealing with things like this, and I'm not trying to minimize COVID-19. Or blow it up or anything like that by any means. But the perception is there because wrestling is high risk, because wrestling is high contact, that it is extremely high risk. But what most people don't realize is when you have contact with somebody in the sport of wrestling, it is one athlete, just one other athlete, right? The Minnesota Department of Health defines an exposure to somebody as being within a 6-foot bubble for 15 minutes or more. And wrestling matches are 6 minutes long, give or take. Sometimes someone gets pinned, sometimes they go into overtime, but never would it be 15 minutes long. You know, when you start talking about health screenings, and the sport of wrestling has had health screenings for years. And we do this daily, whether it's in practice or competition. You know, we make sure our kids are healthy. We make sure they don't have skin issues. And there's all sorts of things. And just adding one extra or a couple extra COVID-19 health screenings is not an issue at all. You know, hygiene is a major emphasis in sport wrestling. All of our athletes soak down, shower right after practice, after competition. And like you said, contact tracing is the easiest thing in the sport of wrestling. You know, I can go back right now and tell you who wrestled who in the 1968 state tournament if you want me to. You know, and I mean, those records are kept, and especially now when you start talking about track wrestling at the varsity level. But you know what? Most teams in Minnesota have great records at the JV level. You know, junior high, it might get a little mixed up here, but if we need to, it is not an issue, and we will have accurate records at every level. And I'm talking youth too, you know, because you go out there and you talk to a youth parent, and they probably know who their kid wrestled every single weekend for the last 3 years. So,
yeah, there's no, well, I can tell you that too. I'm telling you, Amber and Kyler, even Kyler looks at me like, how do you remember this stuff? I can go back to the Big Bear tournament that he won and tell you kind of where the score was and what happened. There's something wrong with this, Coach. That's all there is to it. I can't find my car keys half the time, she says, but I can remember where Kyler was at in a certain match going back to 2013. That's well, and it's what I do, right? I can remember Viking playoff games going back to the 80s. Well, very good. I guess my last thing for you is what's the next step? I mean, everything is kind of looking good for now, and then we kind of wait to see where we're at health-wise and all that, or?
For sure. You know, I think the next step is basically to gather information, gather data from all these individual tournaments all across the nation, you know, and get those numbers across to the Minnesota Department of Health, to the board of directors, to the governor, so that they know that there is a clear and safe path to hold those tournaments in the state of Minnesota so that we can get a couple in the regular season, you know, whether that's a trial run or a couple trial runs. And that paves the way for an individual section, an individual state tournament. You know, I also think that people out there need to safeguard their youth programs. You know, we need to be proactive right now. And in your community, you need to make sure that you confirm with your athletic directors and with your superintendent that your youth program is going to be able to use your facility and be able to hold practice there. Your youth coaches and your head high school coaches need to make sure that there's wrestling opportunities for those kids. Because as it sits right now, using a Minnesota State High School League facility, right, so that would be a high school gym, you wouldn't be able to have your usual youth tournament. Either you're going to have to run it completely differently, or you're going to have to start scheduling tries and quads and things of those natures, or I should say duels and tries at the youth level. And not saying keeping score, but just to get kids matches. And so we just got to be proactive. We got to make sure that we do things right, that we provide a great opportunity for every kid in the sport of wrestling, K through 12, because wrestling needs this and kids need the sport of wrestling.
There's no question about it. Thanks for all you do. I mean, there's no doubt that this is a big thing. And I more than anything, because there's such anticipation for my boys' year going into senior year. I'm sure you're thinking about those seniors more than anything because, you know, they got so much taken away from them in the senior sports last year in the spring sports. But you think about a kid who's been wrestling since he could walk and think about your last year. Maybe that's your chance to place or maybe even win state. And I think about Brady Tweet in my hometown. You know, it came down to his last match ever in high school. That's a big thing. Those are the people I think about here.
You know, and I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being a senior and having to go through what they've gone through.
Oh.
You know, and having to lose what they've lost. And that's one thing I continually bring up. You know, whether that's the administration of my school or to anybody that will listen. You know, we've taken so much away from these kids, and for the most part, they don't understand why. And it's not because they're not intelligent people, because they are, and they're hard workers. You know, and they deserve, I personally feel they deserve this opportunity. Some of these kids have been working since they were 3 years old, some of them since they're 4 years old, you know, and some of them maybe started in high school, but regardless, you know, this is their last crack, and I'm talking all sports and I'm talking school too. You know, I want these kids to have as much normal as possible, you know?
All right. No, and there's no question. Hopefully we can. We can be safe and healthy and get through this. Again, thank you for what you have done so far and what you keep on doing. I certainly appreciate it. I think all the young athletes and all the other coaches around Minnesota do appreciate it. You certainly spearheaded it, and you've been the alpha dog on this, and I do appreciate it. Skip, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate it.
Again, Skip Toops with us. He is the head wrestling coach at Piers and former wrestling coach at Moorhead High, the Spuds, and really doing a lot with Let Them Wrestle. If you want to follow them on Facebook and what he has been able to do to put it forward, I think he really did a nice job of getting kind of the word out and what can happen here. It's not over by any means, but at least they got the Minnesota State High School League, unlike the fall sports, to say, okay, we're going to have a tentative schedule here. We're going to have some parameters, but they're going to give themselves a little chance to kind of go as, you know, change with the flow. And I think that was the right thing to do, unlike what they did with the fall sports originally. So I think they may have learned their lesson from that. But again, Skip really spearheading this, and I think all of the because it did really help out, as he mentioned. I'm talking about wrestling here on Combat on the Mat, but it did also help out basketball, hockey, or whatever to kind of put, you know, the pedal to the metal with that as well. So that is the good part about that. So thank you, Coach Toops, for all that you've done. I'm Derek Hansen. Thanks so much for being with us. And as we get along here, if wrestling keeps going, we'll have more episodes of Combat on the Mat coming up here on KFGO.com.